Hunting seasons are in full swing. Today we're going to cover some simple hunting safety tips. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. My guest this week is Hunter Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer. Brian, give our viewers some simple tips when you're out in the field hunting this fall.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me. I think the big thing we just want to remind people of is whether it's your first year of hunting or your 25th year of hunting, just before you load that firearm up and head out into the field, it's important just to take a few minutes, on whether it's on your drive there or the night before or whatever, just think about some things that you may be lacking on or become complacent with in the past, because it seems that it's people have been hunting for a while who start skipping a few safety rules or recommendations, and that's what leads to our accidents out in the field. So if you're hunting with someone new who's new to the activity, or someone who you've been hunting with for a long time, just take a minute before you head out and talk about some general firearm safety rules and really think about that mentally before you head out.
Okay, let's go into some of the specific seasons like waterfowl hunting, Brian. What type of safety tips would somebody waterfowl hunting need to follow?
Sure, Mike. A lot of things we've seen nationally a little uptick in is accidents and layout blinds. For some reason, we have people who think that they need to tuck the firearm in down along their leg or within the layout blind. So we just urge people that, you know, if you're new to waterfowl hunting, make sure you're asking people about what safety precautions you should be taking when you're out in the field, whether that's when you're waiting for the birds to come in, that muzzle needs to be pointed outside of the layout blind. And then another situation we often see is when people go out or dogs go out to retrieve birds in front of waterfowl hunters, that we make sure we keep those muzzles pointed in a safe direction.
If you're out upland game hunting or any hunting where you're walking with other people, what are some safety tips?
Sure. Make sure you maintain that line and make sure everyone is maintaining positive muzzle control throughout. It's really easy. Some people walk a little bit faster. The terrain might be a little bit different. But just be constantly aware of your surroundings and where other hunters are, where the dogs are. And blaze orange always helps when you're out with that situation.
When people are taking their guns out of their vehicles, what do you recommend there?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And overall, it doesn't matter if we're transporting firearms, storing firearms, or actively using them out in the field or at the range. The number one priority should always be make sure that muzzle is pointed in a safe direction. And so, generally speaking, accidents in the field occur at the vehicle or when crossing a fence or a ditch or some other type of obstacle. So if you're going to be crossing a fence or climbing up in your tree stand, make sure that firearm's unloaded, action's open, and the safety's engaged. And just constantly be aware of those three things.
How about water at this time of year, Brian? Whether you're waterfowl hunting or later in the year when the creeks start to freeze.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. It's we hate to say it because it seems like just summer wrapped up for us here just a couple weeks ago, but that's something we need to be aware of. Just because there's not ice on a body of water, whether we're waterfowl hunting, you know, using canoes or small duck boats, be aware that cold water is very dangerous. And a lot of times you need to be very careful when we're waterfowl hunting or maybe out trapping, any other activity that may have us out and about near water or on the water. That you're prepared for that, and make sure you're not trusting ice without testing it, and just be sure to have some spare clothes in the vehicle you're hunting in, because that water does cool down pretty quickly this time of year.
Okay, always should know your target.
Absolutely, we live in a prairie state. Most of the state's fairly flat. We want to make sure that our targets aren't skylined. We want to make sure they're what's beyond our target before we ever pull the trigger. There's a lot of people out in the field these days, you know, combining. Working cattle, things like that, residential areas. We want to make sure what is beyond our target before we ever pull that trigger.
Another good tip, Brian, is to know your own limitations.
For sure. If we're going out hunting, make sure you tell someone where you're going to go, what time you expect to be back, just in case of that worst case scenario. But also, I can't urge enough to know your limitations as a hunter, whether that's physically, mentally, whatever it may be. Early in the year, it may be hot out. Make sure you're taking enough water to stay hydrated. If it's late in the year, make sure you have enough warm clothes on, but also make sure you're aware of your physical limitations. You know, if you do harvest a deer 2-3 miles back off a road out in the Badlands, are you able to get that deer out in a timely fashion? Just be aware of your physical capabilities and stay within them.
Let's talk a little bit about ethics, Brian. What if you see a landowner combining their soybeans or corn? What should you do as a hunter?
Yeah, we always recommend to give them their distance. It's tempting for a lot of hunters to sit there and watch, and I know for personal experience, it makes a lot of landowners nervous when there's hunters, you know, hunting near them or around them when they're out combining their sunflowers or corn or soybeans. Just give them space, respect them. They're out there making a living. And just make sure you give them lots of room to operate. But we want to make sure our hunters across the state aren't blocking up our rural roadways, blocking approaches where they're trying to get semis and combines in and out of field approaches. Just be very aware and take that extra minute to find somewhere where you're not going to be in the way of a producer out there trying to get their crop harvested.
Okay, and one thing we always remind hunters, pick up your shells or any garbage that you bring into the field.
Sure, yeah, we want hunters, you know, we're really trying to educate our sportsmen and women on leaving the property better than you found it. And whether that's picking up your empty shells, making sure not leaving carcasses or gut piles or anything like that. We want our landowners across the state for them to not even know you were there when you leave. We're fortunate to have a lot of landowners who are graciously letting hunters on there properly. And so just take that extra effort, extra time, and clean up after yourselves. And if there's someone else left a mess, clean up that mess. So just do the right thing and treat it as if it was your own property.
A lot of great information, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
For more information on hunting seasons in North Dakota, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. Now that we've covered some of these simple hunter safety tips, make an effort to think about these tips when you're heading into the field. For Hunter Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer and the rest of the staff here at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you again next week.